launching into the third hour of the program. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features that are on the site are totally free for you. So enjoy. You get to actually control the content there. You can vote up or down on the items on the main page, and you can actually submit an item to the site. We're Reddit integrated, so we're actually tied right into the Free Talk Live subreddit. And it's a pretty cool site. I'm really happy with the change that we've made there. And you can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free. That's freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in the studio, to the phones and to the fun. Let's go ladies first. Linda in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Hey, Linda.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I have to say to the lady who just called, I'm angry because if she listened for 20 minutes, she would understand what you two have created. And I think you're geniuses. You provoke thought. You cause people to act. You are wonderful. And, yes, I've listened since I discovered you for quite a while now, like quite a long time. But let me tell her a thing or two, if I may. Number one, if she is a psychiatrist, she set a very bad example. I worked as a crisis counselor in a hospital for many years, and she has no tendency to listen. She can't comprehend, or she would have gotten the show over 20 minutes ago. And I was so proud of you because she didn't take a breath to hear you. I sure as heck wouldn't want to see her, but you're so sensitive to things. You're right. She needed to vent. And she needs to see someone before she sees another patient. If she could treat you all that way, I'm serious. I'm saying this. Even
yeah, what's she like with her patients?
I'm feeling suicidal just after having been excoriated by Gail.
She needs to see someone because you don't shut people out. You don't run your mouth and badger them without hearing their side. Is she doing that to her patients? I don't think she's a psychiatrist. 20 minutes. It doesn't take 20 minutes. I fell in love with your show. I'm so proud of you, young men. I pray to God you never leave the air. I wish you would really do more. I would love you to have a TV.
We do it 7 nights a week.
No,
I don't think you can do it more.
On the radio, I think if you would, I know you love it, and that's cool. And you earn so much. You do so much for America and for its people.
Oh, well, okay. Enough of the ego boost. Thank you very much. Very kind of you, Linda. I do appreciate it, and I'm glad you like the show. And, yes, you have been listening for a long time, and I appreciate that, too.
Yeah, Linda's been on for a long time.
One of the best things you can do for us, Linda, is to call your local talk radio station, talk to the program director, and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. Because, actually, we've been on
Yeah,
in
we're not
going to
stop doing it because I'm sick of the idea of real work. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
We have been on the air in Charleston, South Carolina for many years. In fact, I'm pulling up our affiliates list at affiliates.freetalklive.com since 2008. So it's one of our longest running stations. We've been an anchor there on Saturday nights. But they could take 7 nights of the show if they were motivated to do so. So your call could help with that. And that's one of the best things that anybody listening on local radio can do for us. So thank you, Linda, for the call tonight. Always appreciate the kind words at 855-450-FREE. Did she bring you back up a little bit there, Mark?
I'm fine.
Okay.
You gotta, to do this job, you have to have thick skin. And, you know, I think Gail's right. I think we should have asked that guy that question. I think that Gail really destroyed her point when she basically called us stupid. If you guys were smart, she said.
Yeah.
And then went on and, you know, all these other things. I mean, I should have asked Gail, where did she get her degree from? What year did she, graduate? What town is her office in? A variety of other questions. But that's not really exactly the way this program works.
Sounds boring.
I don't have a horse in the race.
Yeah.
I don't care about Obamacare. I know it's bad.
Yeah.
A government program that forces me to buy, medical insurance so that I'm more likely to, you know, go to a psychiatrist because I already have the insurance. Does it benefit me? It benefits psychiatrists.
Let's go to Ken, listening in Nebraska, I believe. Ken, listening via XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Earlier you asked the question, what would happen if people didn't pay? I've got a prime example. I got out of the Marine Corps in 1990. The first Gulf War kicked off in 91. The government recalled a bunch of the military that were on inactive reserve.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
They weren't ready for that much of an influx of individuals, so it took a little bit of coordination to get things back together. Things got messed up. People didn't get paid. People got overpaid. We were only there a month. First Gulf War was over pretty quick. Before we were released, a colonel came up and told us that we will probably get a letter that says we were overpaid and we owe the government a specific amount of money. All we need to do is, if enough of us send a letter back, very nicely, might I add, saying that, you know, we didn't ask to get recalled, but we did voluntarily come back, and we do not currently have the money at this time to pay it back. Well, I guess enough of us did that, because not too long after that, President Clinton at the time got on the television set and said that any money that was owed to the federal government at that point in time was wiped away free and clear.
There you go. Now you know what happens if enough people get together.
There's strength in numbers, and the problem is that people are you know, too afraid to be the first and step forward and you know, stand up for their freedom. I think that if some people can do that, it will encourage others to do so. And congratulations to you for you know, prevailing in that. Anything else you want to share tonight, Ken?
No, that was it. Great show.
Thanks for the call, man.
I just got the XM, and you guys are great.
Welcome, sir. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. He's referencing a conversation that we were having earlier about how there's more of us than there are of them, them being the people calling themselves the state or the government or the city or the town. You know, you fill in the blank, the federal government, etc. There are more of us than there are of them, although the ratio is closing. Right. As, what is it, like 50% of Americans either work for the state or they are, you know, having some sort of contract by the state or something like that.
And I think that also includes people's families who have a direct family member who work for the government or work for an organization that works for the government.
Some kind of household income is coming in from the state. And then, of course, you also...
And the checks.
You want to add into that the people who are receiving a check from the state, like a welfare program. There's a lot more on those.
If you'll take a look around the world where all these revolutions are occurring, all these revolutions tend to be lower class people who are speaking out. These are countries where they don't have a welfare system to, you know, catch people. One might claim that the welfare system is in fact a government perpetuation system where the government takes enough money from you to placate the people on the lowest end of the ladder so that they won't rise up in revolution. One can make the claim.
So if you have enough people in one geographic area, say, yeah, I think we're just going to opt out of paying these taxes here. I don't really appreciate the services that you're giving me, so I'm just going to opt out. I'm not going to pay for those things. If you had enough people doing that, they wouldn't be able to do anything about it, because the standard mode of operation is to target an individual who's not paying taxes, threaten them multiple times in the hopes of gaining obedience from them and getting them to cut a check. And if they don't ultimately pay, go and tax sale their home, take it on paper, basically, and then sell it to somebody else in the hopes that they can get the money from that other person and give them the house instead. And then, of course, if you don't leave your home at the point that it's been tax sailed, they will then evict you forcibly. And if you don't leave when they come to evict you forcibly, they might just kill you over it. And we know that that's kind of the way they do things. But ultimately, that's not a sustainable thing if you're doing it to multiple people, right? Because if you come to one guy's house and one family's house and you kick that family out into the street, then what? You've created a homeless family? So that homeless family is either going to go and rely on their friends or family in the area and stay with them until they can get back on their feet and find their own place to stay. Or they're going to show up at the homeless shelter, which is, of course, run by the state in a lot of cases. Or they're going to show up at the welfare office or something like that. So you've taken a productive group of people from their home and turned them into welfare recipients. So if you were to try to do that to more than, you know, 10 or 20 or 30 households, you'd have a real problem on your hands, a serious problem with all of a sudden taking productive families and turning them into welfare recipients, because that's what would happen, right? 855-450-FREE. Of course, if there were 20 or 30 people willing to not pay, they probably wouldn't do things like that, because it would look really bad for them to kick families into the streets. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, we are here to take your calls about whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. And we also have news updates Should you like, you may follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, also email. Email is the best way to get all the information that's the most critical about Free Talk Live. Following us on the social media sites will result in more than the most critical stuff, so like posts during the show, questions, show prep, etc. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for that stuff. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I'm going to Las Vegas this week for Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented event held in the world. There should be upwards of 3,000 people at this particular Freedom Fest. To some extent, because of the Stossel shows airing on Thursday night, they're going to be recording, I guess, not airing, recording, doing the show there at Freedom Fest. And tickets for that are free, but obviously you have to pay for tickets for the rest of the event for Freedom Fest. And there's going to be all kinds of luminaries there. Besides John Stossel, there'll be Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and, you know, many people all across the sort of libertarian spectrum. And you go check them out and find out who's going to be there, who you want to see, and come on out, see me. I'm going to be doing lots of interviews there and that kind of thing. It's freedomfest.com. It's held at Planet Hollywood, July 10th through the 13th. Of course, on the Strip in Las Vegas. Get your tickets, hotel rooms, airfare, whatever you need to get it now, freedomfest.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the Sickle CAI toll-free line. We go to Lumpy in the Shire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. Greetings, guys. And
welcome,
I know you got a lot of flack from that woman who seems to be, she may sound like an expert or educated, but, you know, a lot of people seem to be educated beyond their level of understanding. You guys, on the other hand, are extremely humble. I know this for a fact, and I know Mark sometimes may sound very direct on air, and which I love. I appreciate it. I love both you guys. I appreciate both you guys. But, you know,
Mark calls himself a super genius.
But so I think he is.
I don't know if that's humble.
Principled and caring. Mark puts his money where his mouth is. There's a lot of things that Mark doesn't blab about that he does for people. You know, I can tell you some things Mark has done for me when I was doing civil disobedience and I was in jail, and Mark sent me, he was very tentative, and I know I'm not the only one.
So for folks that don't know, that are in the wrong gender group, Ian, the super genius is a joke on Wile E. Coyote. He had a business card. Wile E. Coyote.
I know.
That's because I've explained it to you in the past.
I've seen
super
the show.
Super genius. And it's really saying, I mean, the guy got an anvil dropped in his head every day.
I get what you're saying.
Smart.
Well, anyway, go ahead, Lumpy. What else you got?
I wanted to call in earlier this week about that same video that Bobby called in earlier that was very heartbreaking. You know,
the dog being
shot
by the police.
Yeah. And I could imagine. And I wanted to go Cantwell on that guy. You know, the guys who did that, because they all ganged up. You know, it's heartbreaking to see that this, you know, I'm now 42 years old. I see this crap happening every day, everywhere. I've been a victim of the government doing all this, making things up, coming after people. I'm not the only one. And I just have to ask people, what's it going to cost them? What else is it going to take? And I hate to go on ranting here, but you know, I love my dog. And if somebody did it to my dog, I'd want a knee-jerk reaction of vengeance. I know that you can't cure.
That's what they want, too.
Hate.
That's what they want out of you. One caller suggested earlier, if they were to shoot one of your dogs, Kurt, and you were to lunge at them, they'd shoot you.
The better way is to cut off their funding resource.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and F them. I won't blame the French. It's not their fault, and I'm not collectivizing the French either.
Pardon my consonants.
Yeah.
Yes, it's, you know, the number one most persecuted crime in the late 30s in Nazi Germany, do you know what it was? Do you guys know what that was?
I don't know.
It was not snitching on your neighbor to the government, and they persecuted people like that left and right. And that, I think, is the only thing that's left between the link between what we are living in now, currently, all of us, and even in New Hampshire, or, you know, I defected Massachusetts, which I'm still waiting to get my property sold in so that I can get the F out of that awful, ungodly place with the high taxes and insane regulations. in a police
state. We miss having you up here. Kurt's one of the folks who's moved up for the Free State Project, and unfortunately, due to family issues, health issues, had to move away. So you're kind of tying up some loose ends, and looking forward to having you back.
Yeah, there are no more excuses. There's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the answer is the Free State Project, and not necessarily the Free State Project, but moving to New Hampshire and getting out. I could give a rat's butt less about the Free State Project. What I give up, what I feel is important is what you do, what Mark does, and what everybody else does to promote liberty and freedom and peace, so that people can actually raise their families in some sense of, in some semblance of security, in some sense of safety. They can live as they want to live, as they naturally can live. It's costing us so much. You guys used to talk on your show when I started listening a few years ago about all the, I don't know, I'm sure you've mentioned it before, but I remember you talk about the things that have just been stifled. And, you know, I remember being taken aback when you said, yeah, we could all be having jetpacks and be flying around by now. Well, you know, that's probably a true statement, and it's not a ridiculous statement with all the regulation.
I don't know about jetpacks, but flying cars would be more likely. You know, jetpacks would be a little hot, I think.
Yeah, and I'm not just talking about, I'm
looking for the driverless cars.
The mothers losing their sons to these thugs, these gangs, and these things are from... My nephew is a cop, and to try and get through to him, it is heartbreaking. He's on a gang unit down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, he's up to doing bad things. And we probably tell ourselves that something traumatic had happened to him. I mean, he found my brother dead. You know, my brother did die of a drug overdose, and it was cocaine. And, you know, he did have a head injury, and some bad things happened there. But I think that changed him. And I do think that people don't just become cops. I think a lot of them are brainwashed. I think a lot of them are intentionally get into it with hopes of really doing something well, but that's...
I think that's absolutely true.
Hour.
And then a lot of people get corrupted. Thanks, Lumpy, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We've seen scientific studies that show this, that people get corrupted when they have power. So I agree with Lumpy that a lot of cops get into it for the right reasons. I know that's true. I've met those cops. I believe them when they tell me that. And I think that power does corrupt, and we've seen the evidence for that. You know, look at the Stanford Prison Experiment as a classic example of this. You take two groups of college kids, randomly assign them to guard duty or prisoner duty, and then watch as they fulfill their roles. Watch as the guards become corrupted with, you know, the prisoners and the way that they treat them and the things
watch
that they do to
the
them.
Prisoners cow before them.
Yep. Watch as the prisoners turn each other in to attempt to curry favor with the guards. I mean, it's just incredible. It's an incredible story. If you look at the Stanford Prison Experiment, there's a great website. Phil Zimbardo, I believe, is the psychologist behind that, and he's put up a lot of information about it. In recent years, you can go check that out online. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here as we continue the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Looks like Anonymous is threatening the police. We'll tell you more. Coming up.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale prices good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features free on the site. They are all there for you, and they're courtesy of other great listeners who have taken the time to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll take that $5 in and invest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. And you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. And the AMP podcast, by the way, doesn't have the usual podcast commercials that the regular podcast does. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com.
There's a great webcomic out there. It's called Quantum Vibe. It's a science fiction comic set in the future from about a woman who's in a voluntarist space city, like I said, 500 years in the future. And she's traveling about space, and she encounters both the extreme hazards of space and, human treachery. Got to have human treachery. Check it out. It's a great comic. And I think one of the greatest things about Quantum Vibe is they update every weekday. It's 5 days a week. My experience with webcomics, they don't update nearly that often. It's a great project put together by Scott Beezer. He's going to be out at Freedom Fest with me. Stop by his booth and check out what he's got going on there. Tell him you listen to Free Talk Live. If you are a reader of Quantum Vibe, you can get their new hardcover book. It's called Quantum Vibe, Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from shop.freetalklive.com and Big Head Press. It's only $15, and you can support what Scott's doing. It's quantumvibe.com to get a great free online webcomic.
Looks like Anonymous is back in action, according to various different sites. LAist.com is one of them. The computer hacking activist group, or hacktivist group, has uploaded a YouTube video threatening the Hawthorne Police Department for shooting and killing a dog in a widely publicized incident. We've spoken about this a few times on the show. The city of Hawthorne's site has been crippled since Monday after a video of the shooting went viral and they were besieged with threats via email and social media. According to a police source reporting in the LA Daily News, they say, quote, "We are not sure who's responsible. There was a DDoS, or distributed denial of service, attack. The city website has been down since Monday. The city is working with a web host to get the site back up. Distributed denial of service attacks are one of Anonymous's favorite tactics, and how you could hold anyone responsible for that is a good question, because the way the DDoS attack works is thousands upon thousands of computers all across the world are querying one website over and over again, basically bringing it down from the load of work that it has to do. It just is getting so many queries, it can't possibly respond to them in any meaningful way.
How do you go after anyone for that at all? I mean, there's a bunch
you
of
really
computers
can't.
Going after. What if I'm trying to visit this Hawthorne Police Department's website when this is going on? Am I one of the people that's bringing down their site because I'm doing what they've asked me to do, which is go to their site?
Well, you would probably not be considered one of those people, because odds are good you're not going to be requesting it in a way that someone who's participating in a denial of service attack is. The, you know, DDoS attack is a stream of requests, as I understand it. So if you just go to the, you know, Hawthorne Police website and try to click through and it just doesn't work, and then you try reloading after a few seconds, you're not going to look the same to the server. You know, like if someone looking at the server logs, you're not going to look the same as somebody who sent 600 in a minute or something like that. So, no, I don't think you'd have to be concerned with that. And the way you would get caught if you were participating in one of these denial of service attacks, and these guys, these hackers, they've got brilliant tools that make this easy for people. So you don't have to, you do not have to be a hacker somebody with skills to participate in this. You just have to be willing to install the low ion orbit cannon, or whatever it was called, or whatever
low orbit ion cannon,
or whatever variant of that program that they have. You just have to be willing to install that program and have your computer be a part of the attack. Basically, it's, double click, open the program, and it's rolling.
So why is it that they, they don't go after all the people that have this on their computers?
Well, they could, and I believe that they probably have. I don't know. Maybe some of our more hacky-oriented listeners out there could point us to a specific instance of this. But one of the problems is that the person who is participating could claim that they didn't know. And, certainly if they went after someone and they blabbed and they admitted to it, well, then they've got the guy, right? Like, if the cops show up at somebody's house and he gets scared and he opens his mouth and admits to it, then you've got him. But if you're dealing with somebody that knows their rights, well, the cops, okay, let's say that there's a bunch of requests coming from your house.
All right.
And the cops come in there and they've determined that you are participating, your IP address is participating in this. So they come to your house and they take your computers and
Wait a second, you precluded that they knocked on the door and I answered, right?
Okay, I'm going to preclude they have a warrant, and then they come in to take your computers away from you, and you don't tell them anything. Whether they're questioning you, they're asking you questions about whether or not you're participating in the denial of service attack, and you just don't, you're not talking to them because you know your rights. And
has this ever happened?
Where someone knows their rights?
No, it's them going after somebody who's participating in this.
That's what I'm saying. I believe that probably has happened, but I don't know offhand of what the particular story is.
Story, but that
that's why that's why I'm requesting anybody that happens to know could possibly inform us as to that, either by calling at 855-450-FREE, connecting with us on Skype at username lrn.fm, or posting it to one of our social media sites. Anyway, so you're not talking to them, so they don't have anything against you that you haven't given to them. So all they can go on is what's on your computer. Well, how are they to know that you weren't being manipulated? Let's say, for instance, that this program was installed on your computer without your consent. How are they going to know that you are the one who installed that program on your computer? How are they going to know that you are the one who is operating it? In fact, you may not even know that your computer is being controlled for one of these things. While you can opt in to being part of the denial of service attacks, some more maliciously oriented individuals may attempt to install what's called malware on people's computers and use them remotely to do their bidding, so to speak. They're called, like, zombies, I guess, in the hacker speak. And so the idea is that if I get a piece of malware installed on your computer that allows me to run a participate in a denial of service attack through your computer without your knowledge because you installed some program that it was attached to or something like that, I tricked you into installing that, then you are participating in an attack, and you really have no idea that you're doing it. So does that mean you're guilty? If the attack's coming from your internet, if it's coming from your IP address and from your computer, does that mean you're guilty? Are you?
I would think not.
No, of course not. How could you know? How could you have had any idea? You wouldn't necessarily.
Yeah, I would think not.
And also, it may not have come from your computer. Jack's only 5 now, but when he's 10, he may get involved in Anonymous. I mean, he may, you know, be involved in some of these attacks, and he could have his own computer in his room running all kinds of hacks out of your house, and you'd have no idea.
Somebody could come by my house and use the server thing.
You got open Wi-Fi, you mean?
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do have open Wi-Fi.
That's true. It could be some dude in a van sitting out in front of your house with his laptop running these things.
So, I don't have open Wi-Fi, but I'm not really that close to the road.
That's true.
And it's not a road you'd want to park on, but it's one of those things.
So anyway, what I'm saying is, it would be pretty difficult for them to prove someone's participation in this without that person admitting it. That's how I feel about it. I could be wrong. You know, I know that the police certainly do have IT gurus that work for them that probably know more about how to catch people at this sort of thing than I am able to relate to. But a lot of the times when the police are getting someone for something, they're usually admitting to it. They're usually taking the plea deal. They're usually copping a plea because they're afraid of whatever the possible consequences might be. And they don't want to take it to court because they're afraid of, you know, whatever the maximum penalty is for the charge, even if they didn't commit the so-called crime. So 855-450-FREE. But more about Anonymous. They're threatening the city of Hawthorne. Specifically the police department, and they've been targeting their website. In fact, I haven't had a chance to try to pull it up here. Cityofhawthorne.com. Yep, it's down. So their site's been down all week. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450 free.
Is Free Talk Live, and moments remain in this particular edition of the program, but that's okay. If you don't get your call in tonight, we always have another night. Mark will be here tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of the program.
True.
We do it 7 nights a week. 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live hours. Remember, if you're not listening to the show live, there are a number of stations that carry us in delayed broadcast. If you're not listening to the show live, that doesn't mean you can't participate. You can still, you know, mark your calendar and call the next night. So if you hear us talking about something tonight and you don't get a chance to call until tomorrow, that's okay. You can still call about anything you like any night of the week, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Also, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live continues here. By the way, our website, freetalklive.com, you get to control the content there. You vote on the stuff you like, vote down the stuff you dislike, submit content to the site. It's fun. It's free. It's freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to your calls here, but I want to just give you the info on Anonymous. They are threatening, and, well, they're more than threatening. They are doing. They have taken out the City of Hawthorne's website. Cityofhawthorne.com is the site, and you can't get to it right now because Anonymous for the entire last week has been engaging in a DDoS, a distributed denial of service attack. The city website, the entire city site is down. So the police, these are the cops that shot, this is the department that houses the cops, that shot the dog that everybody was playing the video of earlier this week, the dog that was placed in the man's car before the man was arrested for recording the police because he didn't do anything else. The guy stood from like 100 feet away and recorded the police with his video camera. The cops came, and while they were...
For all the world, like official oppression.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Police, and then the dog gets out of the car through the window, and, I mean, it wasn't an attack on the police officers, but the one police officer lunged at the dog. The dog sort of reacted in a way, and then all the cops shot him. You know, that was it.
In the video...
The dog's writhing in pain. It was awful.
Uploaded to YouTube on Wednesday, the story from LAist.com. A man wearing the group's usual V for Vendetta mask reads from a prepared statement calling the shooting of the Rottweiler unacceptable. Quote, "Police of Hawthorne, you must know that you are our primary target. This matter will not remain unresolved. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us." The disturbing video of an officer shooting the dog that belonged to Leon Rosby has been viewed more than 3.8 million times since it was uploaded to YouTube on Sunday. Anonymous is not alone in threatening the Hawthorne police. The officers involved, whose names have not been released, have been the target of numerous death threats, as have their families. Which, by the way, is not an appropriate way to handle the situation. Violence or the threat of violence, I think, is not a solution. And this is something that is a kind of a theme on Free Talk Live here, because I used to think that violence was a solution. I don't think that anymore. I think that violence tends to beget violence, and you don't want to lower yourself to their level. They're the people that use violence. They're the people that that hurt others that are peaceful and innocent. And I just don't think that that's going to work. And it makes you look bad. It makes you look real bad when you are the one that is threatening back against these people. But I don't oppose what Anonymous is doing. I don't consider that to be violence. I consider that to be monkey wrenching. I consider that to be, you know, something. I consider that the government's website is not actually theirs. I don't believe that the government legitimately owns anything. Now, every now and then, there's somebody, some crazy person will actually give things voluntarily to the state. You could maybe argue that they might own those things, but generally governments don't have anything. They didn't steal the money to get to purchase in the first place. So the money that they're spending on that web hosting, they took it from people through extortion, through the threat of violence, called taxes. And so therefore, I don't think they own their web service. And if somebody wants to take it down through a denial of service attack, I fully support it.
Well, I'd talk about expedience in this situation. I hear your points on this, and I think there's some validity to them. But, you know, really, when it comes down to it, what can you do? When your police department's out of control, and I don't know whether this Hawthorne Police Department's more, less, or about the same out of control as the rest of them. Mm. We spent the whole show talking about these
issues. Somebody just caught them on video this time. That's the only thing.
If your police department's out of control, what can you do about it as a citizen? Not much. And I think that this is because governments are organizations that are really designed around bad customer service. Like, that's what they're all about, bad customer service. And they've even got this sort of two-party system here in the United States where they've really kind of backed up this bad customer service, because when they give you a choice of two crappy politicians from which to pick, by the way, these police departments aren't elected at all, but from which to pick these two politicians, you know, you'll never get a good choice if you have two bad choices. So I don't know what do you expect people to do? If there was better redress, if people were able to get better customer service from their organizations calling themselves the governments, people wouldn't take to the streets like they have in the millions in Egypt. Anonymous wouldn't be taking down people's websites like this.
They are petitioning. Some have petitioned at change.org, causes.com, and whitehouse.gov, and got more than 130,000 signatures, people calling for the officer who killed the dog to be fired. Police department has launched two investigations of the incident, one into Rosby's alleged interference with a police investigation, and the other is an internal affairs investigation focused on the officer's actions. And this is standard stuff. Whenever the cops get accused of doing something naughty, which isn't uncommon, the police department will open an investigation. Don't worry, we're investigating ourselves. And, no, it's a completely separate department within our department. They're internal affairs. No, don't worry. They don't go golfing together or anything like that and hang out and go to the same bars. No, they're completely separated from one another. So they're investigating themselves, and almost every time that investigation turns up, the results, if they're ever reported by the media, is that the investigation reported that the officers in question had been following the book and everything here looks like it was A-okay. Have a nice day and keep paying your taxes, suckers. Let's go to the phones. Fred's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, guys, thank you for summarizing America's finest, best trash and the source of the real terrorists and terrorism. I've now concluded with overwhelming preponderance of evidence the sting operations, et cetera, are the primary source of terrorists. There's 35 LCI-ADA terror camps, according to Sheriff Richard Mack and others, in this country.
Hold up, you've lost me a little bit here. The sting operations, what?
Sting operations that John Kennedy had planned to dismantle the national security apparatus. He was going to terminate the Central Insurrection Agency and the Federal Bureau of Insanity, etc. That's what
you think that John Kennedy was going to end the CIA and the FBI, and that's why that he was allegedly killed? Is that your belief?
He alluded to that in several speeches he had made regarding these infiltrating entities.
And why? What would his motivation be for doing that? I mean, you're saying he alluded, so he didn't specifically say anything, right?
He didn't come out and identify CIA, FBI, but there are those who, like Mark Lane, the author of The Last Word recently, who told me a year or so ago that he knew that JFK and his brother were planning to dismantle the disintelligence apparatus because of the, I guess it was the fact that he had discovered they could not be trusted, I guess, because of the Bay of Pigs, for instance.
How would the president go about dismantling an organization as large as, say, the CIA?
Well, okay, good question. Ultimately, he could do it by executive order. Look at how the executive branch is functioning. This NDAA, if all the radical terrorist congressmen had not engaged in bipartisan terrorism with NDAA, the president could have simply did an executive order. Look, guys, I don't know.
Okay,
about
so
you,
you've called in with a conspiracy theory around JFK's assassination. What else you got?
Okay, good. You know how government when they put up money for this or that program or project, and they control it. Okay. Well, since the taxpayer electorate pay the salaries of these cops, these judges, and it does say in their federal charter bylaws that they hold office in time of good behavior. So whenever judges, whenever cops, whenever public officials that are elected and whose salaries we pay do not act in our best interest, then we must not pay their salaries. We must withhold their compensation. Okay?
Not much I agree with. I don't know about the conspiracy theory part of the JFK, but I'll agree with you on the last part that people need to withhold their tax dollars. And I think the best way to do that, and thanks for the call, Fred, is to get together with other people who are willing to do that, because there aren't very many people who are willing to do that, not even within the liberty community. So let's move as many liberty-oriented activists to New Hampshire as possible, and then we'll have more activism that we can do that'll be more successful. Go to freestateproject.org to learn about that, and we'll be back tomorrow night taking your calls about whatever stuff you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of the list. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohana soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.